And it was a great lesson to go, hey, there's a strong possibility that you won't, you know, other than Jesus, my wife and my children, those are my three forever commitments. But I'm never going to say I'm fully committed to a city or a position, because I've just learned that could all change.
Yeah, that's so good. Do you feel like you've seen maybe people, because I've heard this and it kind of is, I don't want to use the word trigger, but just an initial thought of even when someone says that, though, of like, bro, I'm with you for life, or pastor, I'm going to follow you for life. Do you feel like that's a red flag or something that you've seen where you're like, man, that don't say that.
Yeah, I think any young leader watching me, I think, or any leader, man, that says that, I think their heart is in the right place, right? So I love that. I appreciate that. But I would just encourage to take that language and throw it out. I wouldn't commit to any church pastor for life. I just think that it has been overstated. I think we've, the same way we've picked up trends from other people on how to dress, I think we've picked up language from pastors that we've listened to and people that we've looked up to, and they've used this beautiful language to describe honor, right? If you're a part of the church world, especially the non-denominational charismatic church world, man, it's honor, honor, honor. And I think we create this false sense of honor, and we misappropriate honor. You know, we honor God ultimately. And if he calls me to this place, I'm going to be here. And every day that I'm called, I'm going to be there heart and soul, right? That's some of that language, by the way. I'll be here heart and soul. And I think that's beautiful language. I just think when we put a forever on it, we set ourselves up for a whole lot of expectation, and we don't even realize what's down the road or what's to come.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We actually did a whole episode called Honor Overdose, and is this idea, I think it was...
that's a great name.
I think it was John Piper or somebody kind of in that or space of talking about honor is medicine. And just like medicine, if you take too much of it, it truly can be an overdose. So kind of flipping the coin, though, for the seasoned leaders, those exec leaders, those lead pastors listening to this, how do we steward people in our churches and having the hand open kind of mindset with our audience or with our leaders?
Yeah, I think it's exactly that. I mean, you just nailed it. You know, it's living with an open hand. You know, anything that's good, it comes from God. Anything that God decides to take that is good and moves it along, that's also part of God's plan. So if it's in my hand, I want to do my best with it. If he takes it out of my hand, then I don't want to hold on to it. You know, that's this beautiful idea of living with an open hand. And I think that the difference between the Christian leaders that are leading churches, so I know we have Christian leaders across the board, entertainment, law, you know, medicine. But when it comes to leading churches specifically, we have to take this approach of a kingdom mindset that we are building the king's kingdom. We're not building our kingdoms, right? We've heard it said that there are people that build God's kingdom and then other people that want to build their own castles. And, you know, pastors are never called to build castles. We're only called to build the kingdom. And the way the kingdom works is you have leaders that will pour into other leaders, and then those leaders continue to pour into other leaders. I think another word to switch out here as opposed to leader would be disciple. You know, the exact word picture of a disciple is literally a student teacher, a student teacher. And the word picture is I'm learning and then I'm giving. I'm learning and then I'm giving. I'm learning something new. I'm teaching the new that I've learned. And it's this idea that it doesn't just stay with me or remain with me, but it flows through me. We see this beautiful example. Paul goes and picks up Timothy, right? And then it becomes the start of the building of the church. But then he sends out Timothy, and then Timothy establishes churches all over. Timothy only stood with him, but for so long. And I think that we have to be big enough leaders as kingdom individuals to look at it that way. In fact, it stifles the kingdom when we try to hold on to people, because there are people that are called seasonally to certain places that should serve those places with all their heart and be a part of it, get dirty, it's messy, it's time consuming, right? It's all those things. But when their time is up, man, let's let them go. Yeah, and bless them and not make them feel awkward and not make them feel guilty. Because the truth, if God's calling that person out, that's another region, another place, even if it's across the street, by the way, God's going to use them in a great and mighty way. And then he's also then going to provide for another person to come on in.